Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Gill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Gill. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into left field. Lobbs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lobbs. Kramer moves to third. Vozmak moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Vozmak moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Vozmak scores. Fox moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is walked intentionally. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Greenberg scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs throws the ball into Gehringer, who tags Peacock, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Vosmick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel strikes out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trout moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grove takes first base on ball four. Doerr moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Grove moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vozmik takes first base on ball four. Grove moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from York and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grove hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins pinch hits for Billy Rogel. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to second. Dixie Walker pinch runs for Pinky Higgins. Schoolboy Rowe pinch hits for Frank Croucher. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. Walker moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Birdie Tebbets pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.